Upgrade your learning experience during Dell Technologies Back to School event with AI PCs like the Dell 14 Plus featuring an Intel Core Ultra processor starting at $749.99. Supercharge your studies with features like real-time notes transcription, AI-accelerated hardware to run multiple apps without slowing down, extended battery life, and more. That's the power of new AI PCs with Intel Inside. Discover a smarter way to learn at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills, but it turns out that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This right now is the Rich Eisen Show.
With the 144th pick, the Cleveland Browns select Shedeur Sanders.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam, met with the media today.
At the end of the day, that's Andrew Berry's call. Andrew made the call to pick Shedeur.
Because you told him to call him.
Earlier on the show, senior NFL insider for The Athletic, Diana Rossini, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah. Coming up, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, going down memory lane for some of the stuff I just found in my office. The 1998 Jimmy V Golf Tournament celebrity list.
Who won? Do you remember who won that thing?
I don't.
Probably MJ.
Yeah, just say Michael Jordan to make it sound good.
I don't. Yeah. I don't. But I think it was also... again, it was a charity thing, so you played with groups, and it was a shambles and things like that. Yeah, there was no winner. It wasn't like American Century.
Right.
You got to hit your own ball, and then there's no hiding from the truth. You know. But at any rate, we also had Diana Rossini on the program. Great chat with my guy from NFL Network, Daniel Jeremiah. If you missed any of it, there's our podcast, all 3 hours. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Thanks to our friends at Cumulus. Also, there's our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Trey Hendrickson is in Bengals camp. He's the final holdout now, holding in. He's met with the media. We're going to turn around those sound bites, play them for you. Coming up, and your phone calls at 844-204-RICH. But joining me right now is my guy from NFL Game Day Morning and also one of the voices of Monday Night Football on Westwood One. And as you could see, by that yellow jacket, that gold jacket that's behind him, going to be coming out of, I imagine, the plastic covering from whatever local Arizona dry cleaner he sent it to, Kurt Warner, here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Kurt. Hey. Good to see you, man.
Hey, buddy. What's going on? Actually, they actually sent me a new gold jacket.
Why?
And so it wasn't dry. I don't know. I guess it was just time. So I got a couple in my closet. Oh. I got another one that was sent to me and haven't pulled it out of the plastic yet. But probably we'll be doing that this weekend, or maybe throwing on one of the other ones for our coverage.
Well, and I know you, I know this isn't to cover for the fact that the first one doesn't fit you anymore.
No, it's not.
Are you too swole? Like what happened?
No. If I had to guess, is it? Look at you. I'm assuming this might be maybe a new cut, a new look, or something. Maybe a new sponsor. I don't know.
Tell you the truth, I do not even know. I was surprised when I got it. And again, I'm not really sure exactly why. Probably should look into that. But I don't know. So I got it just hanging up behind me. And you know, we'll break it out of the plastic at some point.
Okay, flex right there, Rich.
Well, he's like the Scotty Scheffler of the Pro Football Hall of Fame now. He's got two jackets. So, all right. What are you going to do with the original, Kurt? What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to keep them all. Okay. I mean, I don't wear them that much. And so they're not really worn out. But I'm going to hang on to as many as I possibly can. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but you get a gold jacket, you keep it in your closet. You do not do anything with that.
Okay. Now let's have fun before we move on here. Okay. So let's just say date night with Brenda. Okay. You're going to take her, hold on a second. You're going to take her to her favorite restaurant locally or wherever. Okay. What happens if you say, you know what? It's jacket required. I'm going to wear this one, and you pull out the Hall of Fame jacket and take her. Like, how, what would happen if you did something?
What
like
happens
that?
Is my wife wouldn't get out the door. My wife is not even leaving if I'm wearing that jacket out around town. That is specified for specific Hall of Fame type responsibilities. Yeah, she is not going with me. I'm going solo if that's the deal.
Oh, man. All right, let's jump into it here, Kurt. The quarterback season you are most keen to see, could it be the follow-up of Josh Allen to his MVP campaign, any of last year's stellar rookies in year two? I'll give you the option of J.J. McCarthy, obviously, for him. Which one, if you could choose, that you're like Rodgers in Pittsburgh? I give you the floor. Which season is it that you're most interested in?
That's a great question.
Thank you,
because there's so many. There's so many, you know, great storylines, especially around the quarterbacks.
But I'm getting you ready for game day morning, Kurt, where you have to choose one. I'm getting
you are.
Like your summer recess is over. You've got to choose.
I'm gonna hem and haw, and then I'll pick one for you. But I want to see Jaden Daniels in year two. Okay. I thought he was phenomenal last year. And, you know, if this is who this kid is and we get to see that same thing this year, I mean, we're looking at a superstar and I believe probably a future MVP in this league if we can see that again. I think the intrigue with Caleb Williams and the change with Ben Johnson is exciting as well, because you remember we called the game in London and he throws four touchdown passes and he looks every bit the part. And then things kind of spiraled and fell apart for the Chicago Bears and for Caleb kind of down the stretch. But I'm excited to see. I want to know who Caleb Williams is as well. And so I'm really excited to see him in this offense. I really like what Ben Johnson does. And I think it's going to give Caleb a better chance to succeed this year. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing Michael Penix too, is that, you know, we just caught a glimpse of him at the end of last year, but I'm excited to see with all the talent he's got around him, you know, him as well. So I think there's so many great things to see from a quarterback perspective, but I think I really want to see Jaden Daniels again. I so enjoyed watching him play. I couldn't wait to pop on the tape every single week to see what he was going to do. So I'm excited to see year two for him.
Yeah. And then so now that I have my answer, let's go back to Caleb. Because you were so vocal on your QB Confidential YouTube page and everything else that you popped out on Caleb about the way he was playing, the way that they were having him play. Then obviously the season blew up on the coaching staff. Knowing what Ben Johnson does and knowing what Caleb needed to have done for him last year, walk me through what this marriage means for Caleb, do you think?
Right. Yeah, this is interesting because, you know, I've talked about a lot on game day morning and I talk about it for those that follow me, this whole pure progression idea that we're seeing kind of take over football and even, you know, kind of take over the NFL. And it simply means that you're given a quarterback a play and the progression stays exactly the same no matter what defense you see. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no matter what defense you see. I fall into another category where I call it defender read type plays, where I'm going back and I'm trying to look at a defender. Mm-hmm. And I've got two receivers that are trying to put that guy in conflict. I'm going to read that defender and let that defender tell me where I'm going to throw it. So I believe the pure progression type system can slow a quarterback down because he's not reading kind of two guys at once and not able to get through things faster. And that's what Chicago did most of the time last year. And I feel like it hurts quarterbacks, but I felt like it really hurt Caleb Williams. And he got caught holding the football way too much, leading to all of those sacks and all of those issues. Okay, bring in Ben Johnson. Now, Ben Johnson does a version of pure progression type offense as well. But what I love about what Ben does is that he ties his pure progression type offense into concepts that could be more defender read type concept. So you're still reading it in a particular order, but it's designed around still putting that player in conflict. And I'm interested to see how that meshes with who Caleb Williams is that you still have your progression, but can he get into some of more of that defender read and play the game faster than he did last year? Ben has a great system. I really like what he does and how he builds his offense. So I'm excited about that marriage. But I think it's going to give us a better chance to see who Caleb Williams is and what he's capable of doing. And can he play the game faster? And, you know, we go back to college and he was so dynamic and so good, and especially good at creating and making these special plays. We need him to play more on time, on schedule, and making those kind of timing throws, which he didn't do very well last year. I think this system is going to give him a chance to do that better. And it's going to illuminate for all of us who Caleb Williams is at this point in time in his career, where last year I just felt like he was behind the eight ball and he was playing slow. And I don't believe the system helped him to, you know, to play faster.
Kurt Warner here on the Rich Eisen Show, getting set to go to the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, in which obviously he will take part right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I've got six quarterbacks here in new places. The quarterback carousel didn't spin too much off its axis. Certainly after Matthew Stafford decided to stay, that domino didn't tumble, right? So I've got Sam Darnold in Seattle, Geno in Vegas, Russ with the Giants, Daniel Jones in Indianapolis, should he get the start, and then the Jets and Steelers swapped quarterbacks, Rodgers and Fields. Yeah. Which one do you think is poised to have the season that everybody hopes they will have with their new quarterback, Kurt?
Yeah, I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers. You know, the guys that you mentioned, I still have some questions on what things are going to look like. Sam Darnold was phenomenal last year, but new system, you know, a lot of changes in Seattle. I don't know what that's going to look like. Justin Fields, I feel like he's still got a long ways to go in terms of, you know, playing the position, although, you know, they could come up with a system that fits more of his skill set. But don't think he's, you know, quite there yet. And then when I look at Aaron, I thought he got better as the season went on last year, got more comfortable. I like the team there in terms of I think they're going to be a really good defensive team. Yeah, DK Metcalf, I think they've got some good skill players there. And I just think Aaron's going to, you know, be a really solid quarterback this year. And I think they've got a good team and the pieces are there, where I just feel like he's going to have the best chance to have team success this year. Even if he doesn't play at, you know, MVP type level. But if he plays the way he did down the stretch last year with that defense and some of their playmakers, I think he's poised to do some good things. Tough division. Obviously the AFC is really tough. So I don't know what that means in terms of, you know, playoffs and how far in the playoffs. But I do believe the Steelers are going to be a competitive football team, assuming that Aaron takes even another step forward, you know, being a year removed from that Achilles.
Plus, you know, he's not the guy the Steelers are looking to set the tone, right? And the others in the locker room that he's being asked to lead from the quarterback position are kind of closer to him in age, status, peer, right? Than him walking to a Jets locker room coming off of an Achilles injury. And some of them are, you know, almost damn near half his age. As a matter of fact, the guy he was handing off to him, Braylon Allen, was in fact half his age, you know? And Tomlin is not going anywhere, right? All the craziness that was there. I kind of think like he's in a perfect position to succeed in Pittsburgh, just that alone, Kurt.
I mean, I agree. You know, I don't think there's going to be all the craziness that there was with the New York Jets. I believe, as you said, Mike Tomlin kind of settles that down and he's kind of a lead man, and is not going to let it get crazy like that. I believe the system, you know, they want to run the football and run play action. You know, if you think about where Aaron Rodgers was, in Green Bay the last couple years, that's kind of how they wanted to play as well. And Aaron is so good at protecting the football and making big plays when you can, you know, shrink things down and do those kinds of things, where I agree. I think it's a good fit for him just in terms of big picture, and how they can settle things down in Pittsburgh, but also the scheme with where he's at this stage in his career. I think the scheme is set up really, really well for him to have success as well. So I'm excited. I think they were competitive last year, you know, with two quarterbacks in there. They were competitive and made a bit of a run. And so I think Aaron is better than the guys that they had last year. And so I believe that they're going to, you know, I don't want to say surprise people. I think you always know Pittsburgh's going to be good, but I think they're going to be very competitive in the AFC, you know, to get that playoff spot. And and then we'll see if they can make some noise from there.
I kind of think now I'm going back to the emails that I've received over the last couple of days. Are you coming to LA to hang with me on the set?
Or I am. Okay, yeah. So we're not doing. You know, we're not doing our work in Canton. So yeah, I'm coming out to hang with you in LA.
So are you going to wear the jacket on the set?
Yeah, I'm bring the jacket. Yeah, they have asked me to break it out of the plastic.
Or wear it. Are you going to wear it?
Yeah, I'm going to wear it. Yeah, I'm going to wear it on the set. Come on, one of those official times where you break it out. Is if you're on the set in Canton, or if you're showing up there, or obviously you're going to do our work.
No, I know, but usually that's because you're amongst your other Hall of Famers, and you're going on the stage. Now I can only view this as you trying to one up me. You know what I mean? Like, what am I supposed to wear?
Well, I mean, I want to pretend like I'm official and I can speak about the Hall of Famers that are getting inducted. And so you put that gold jacket on and you know, people see and go, yeah, this guy has the authority to talk about these guys. So I think that's more of the case. No, I'm never trying to one up you, Rich. Come on. I could never do that. You know, we're partners in this thing.
I know that it's not your brand normally, but now I'll know, like, if you, like, during one of the speeches, get up, go to the cafeteria, and you're wearing that, you know, through the cafeteria. now it's something. But I've just been informed I know what I'm wearing for Saturday, especially because they keep the studio real cold there.
Maybe
you bring this. I'll wear this.
All right. You'll wear that.
Yes.
Okay.
And at one point, you can wear your jacket.
You think you can pull that off? You think you can pull that off, Rich?
I mean, yes.
I mean, that's tough. That's tough to pull off. That the puffy silver jacket. So, but I could throw it in the bag. How you do?
Bring it.
Throw it in the bag.
Okay.
Everybody wants me to bring it.
Let's go.
I can do that. Okay. All right.
What's the number inside the jacket? What's the number? What's your number?
For 310.
You're 310. Is that what you said?
Yeah. You don't mean the silver puppy jacket. I don't know what number's inside there.
No.
That's one right there.
No. Because they put the number that you are in the history of the Hall of Fame. He was the 310th individual to get into the pro football. I know. It's a very small number very when small. You're talking about they've been doing this since 1960. You know what I mean? Like, that is something else, Kurt, or since the early 60s. So. You know, congrats on all that, brother.
Obviously, it's awesome. You know, it's tremendous honor, and you know, always tough because it's such a team sport. We know that many people helping me along the way, but obviously, a tremendous honor. You always want to play to be the best, and you know, be recognized that way. And so, honored every year when I get a chance to throw that on and go down to camp,
brother. It's great to chat with you. And again, just to you're looking, you know, you're glowing. You got the summer tan or sunburn. You got it working here. But again, I'm just trying to get you ready that when you're asked a question, you got to give one answer. You can't bristle because it's too early in the season.
You can bristle a little bit. No. I mean, there's lots of great storylines. No. You gotta lay them all out and just then you pick the one.
But heads up, you're 5 weeks away from having to choose your Super Bowl contenders and winners.
Right.
You're five weeks
before
away.
Before they even play a game, I'm so ready for that.
Right.
Before anybody's played.
And you've got to kick someone out of the playoffs and put somebody in.
Uh-huh. Multiple.
Every year it's a race to get to Luke Lessord first, our line producer, because, you know, the obvious one you want to choose. And then if you're too late, then like, well, Kurt's already chosen that one. And you're like, okay.
Right. Yeah. I chose Buffalo last year. Yeah. I don't think I was the first one to lose. That didn't age very well, did it? No, not at all.
How'd that work out? At least you didn't hear from it from Bills Mafia for the next 22 weeks, Kurt.
No, exactly. No. That didn't pop back up week 16 and 17 and into the playoffs at all. But anyways, you mentioned that I was glowing. I'm not pregnant, but I did just have my third. I did just have my third grandbaby, granddaughter, Cade, and his wife Abby just had little Murphy Joe, and so I'm glowing a little bit because it's pretty cool.
Grandpa That's Kurt, three awesome. Times,
yes, three
over.
Times, three times.
Oh
Love
my
it.
Gosh, that is unbelievable. And you know, I'm older than you, and I've got 17, 14, and 12 at home. What's happening? That's why I've got nothing up here. And Kurt, best to Brenda.
Thank you.
And I look forward to, why don't you bring the other jacket? Bring two jackets. You know what I mean?
Bring. I will. I'm going to bring a gold and a silver.
Okay, very good.
And then, the silver's and then we'll throw them on the set.
That's like, I get the pond, he gets the pool, right?
Pool, a pond.
There you go.
Yeah, a pond would be good for you.
See you soon, Kurt. See you soon, Brian.
All right, buddy.
You guys, it's Kurt Warner, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Check us out noon Eastern time on NFL Network on Saturday for the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies.
You got to step your game up, your coat game up now, man. Like, what? We need to get you a signature color jacket.
Well, here's the deal, is that whenever I've been doing it in Canton forever and a day, right? Mm-hmm. So when the guys come with their gold jackets, it makes sense that I'm not in one, right? Yeah. Okay? That they're going to the stage. They're here because they're a Hall of Famer. Now he's bringing his gold jacket to the studio in Los Angeles.
He's trying to stunt on you a little
bit. He's stunting.
Yeah.
Like we're sitting on a jumbotron.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? We need you.
Do you like that one, Jay?
We need a custom colored Rich Eisen jacket.
Well, again, but now it looks like I'm trying to consider myself special enough to have my own jacket.
Well, why not?
One year I actually didn't think about it, swear to you. Mm-hmm. All I thought about is I saw it was going to be 100 degrees there in Ohio. And so I brought my like khaki tan suit, summer suit.
Good choice.
Well, except for the fact that folks thought I was trying to wear my own gold-ish jacket. And I heard about it.
Oh, interesting.
I heard about it.
Well, what was worse, that choice or that pink polo that you wore that year that was too short?
Well, it wasn't pink, number one.
Was it mauve?
Okay.
I have a picture of that somewhere.
So what TJ's referring to, everybody.
What is that, like 2019?
No, what it was is we did our show, our radio show from there, and I packed a polo that I had not worn in a long time, and it was washed too many times, and it was now too short for me.
Blew the whistle.
And the number of times that I would greet somebody and I would hug them, and normally they're much bigger than me, I'd have to get up to hug them. Suddenly, you know, I look, you know, I was wearing something that Zeke Elliott would be wearing during on game day, right? That's what it looked like.
Yep.
And I don't have the Zeke pack. And so every single time I did that, you would take a photograph because you were the social media grandmaster of taking a picture of me with these guys, and I would come to you and say, you got to crop that. Please crop that.
Sounded cropped already.
And the mere fact that I was now in my own head, you found that particularly funny. So yes, that's worse than the tan suit, TJ.
I just wonder.
To confirm. And I just want this all noted.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I want this all noted.
Which part?
The next time TJ accuses me of trolling him when he never trolls me, I want this moment pinned to that homepage.
Okay.
Okay.
It's fair.
I'm just saying, like, sometimes you do, and then say, getting my get back.
I'm guilty as charged, but you think you're just absolutely 100% clean sheet over there.
I don't think that I'm trolling. I was just bringing up a memory that I knew you enjoyed.
Okay.
Enjoyed.
All right.
I offered to go get you a new shirt from the store.
You did. And you were like, very kind, but I didn't even think that was genuine either. At the time. 844-204 Rich, number to dial. Trey Hendrickson speaking. We'll play that soundbite and take your phone calls. 844-204 Rich, number to dial.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO at checkout.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Knowing you could be saving money for the things you really want, like that dream house or ride, is a great feeling. That's why the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you save when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
It's the Smucker's Uncrustables podcast with your host, Uncrustables. Okay, today's guest is rough around the edges. Please welcome Crust.
Thanks for having me.
Today's topic, he's round with soft pillowy bread.
Hey.
Filled with delicious PB&J.
Are you talking about yourself?
And you can take him anywhere.
Why'd you invite
him? And we are out of time.
Are you really cutting me off?
Uncrustables are the best part of the sandwich. Sorry, Crust.
Mike Del Tufo, over there, when Justin Hartley of This Is Us was here on Friday, he planks weights on his back. Okay, there he is, putting plank after plank. That was a 45-pound. He waves on more weight. See, come on, let's get some more. Right? Del Tufo sees this and goes, I could do that, is what he said. And Mike, he said he would do 145. Now we took that when you say when he can do 145, how much weight do you think that means? Just off
145.
Right.
No. No, one plate that weighs 45 pounds.
Get out of here.
How long do you say you can do this?
A minute, come on.
All right, here we go.
Mike, get off your knees.
Go to the right spot in your mind now. Go to the right spot in your mind, buddy. Come on. Look at him. All we see is the finish line, baby. All we see
coach
is
him up,
victory.
Irv.
That's
coach
all
him
we
up.
See. Victory is simple, baby.
Ooh.
Right
uh-oh,
now,
uh-oh.
Don't worry about the body, baby. Our mind's controlling our body. Our
preach,
body
Michael, preach.
Control our mind. We got this, baby. We got the. We gonna show the world. That's what you're about.
What
show.
Do we got?
Show the world, baby. Don't worry about it.
Just only 24 seconds.
Flatten out.
Don't worry about it.
Don't
worry about it. You got two blocks out.
All
you got two blocks gone.
Halfway home.
You got two blocks gone. You got
halfway
two
home.
More go. All see, just see that finish line. Look at the glory. Look at your chest touching the tape. Get your chest on that tape. Look at you, baby.
20
you're
seconds
coming
to
in.
Go.
You're coming in 20 seconds, baby. You can finish this, man. We can do this.
I do that every day, people, at the gym.
I can't tell.
I do it.
I can't tell from Steve Mariucci.
It's one of the funniest reply comeback.
Because it took us all 2 seconds.
A second to be like, oh, that was
funny. That was a way homer. That's what we call a way homer, right? I guess we stopped by in Cincinnati.
Hmm.
Trey Hendrickson.
Oh.
Diana Rossini joined us in hour number one, told us from her perspective, added a little bit more meat on the bones that I'd already heard out there that Hendrickson and the Bengals were on the verge of a deal before training camp. And yada, 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 Hendrickson posted a sunrise or a sunset from Florida the next day. She said that there was an expectation of second-year guaranteed money from the conversations between the two sides. That's why an agent will always tell you, wait till we get the paperwork.
Yeah,
they got the paperwork, and lo and behold, there was the second-year guaranteed money wasn't there.
Oh, Magic Johnson.
So, ain't going to be there. Nice. Good one.
Not going to be there.
So that's when the holdout began. And in the same way that she also said, just because somebody's holding in after holding out doesn't mean you're close. It just means you didn't want to pay $50,000 a day fines.
Yep.
As mandated by the collective bargaining agreement if you're holding out of training camp when you're under contract, which Trey Hendrickson is. Again, I wrote this down a few weeks ago knowing that I would constantly refer to it. There it is. $16 million in the last year of his deal, which is, again, less than half of what other defensive player of the year candidates have just been signed to. And she's like, just because somebody's holding in doesn't mean somebody's closer. And Hendrickson kind of gave voice to that from his locker today.
You know, things are exactly the same. What I'm not going to do is, as best as I can, like, avoid being a distraction. You know, I want to help the guys. You know, the guys that have helped me along the way, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, even Sam Hubbard helped me a lot when I was here. So to be that right now, I think that's what's most important. And this narrative will kind of iron itself out as we continue to progress towards the season.
There you go.
Okay.
Again, it's tough for these guys to not get echoed back from management. They're self-worth. It just sucks. Again, I've been on in hard negotiations, and I've had some serious power plays pulled against me over the last 30 years. And you just go home and you look at your, or in the case of ESPN, future wife, or in the last several years, as you know, now my wife. And you just say, I don't know. And it sucks. Certainly, if in the case of football players, that means changing towns, leaving homes, pulling kids out of school, or they stay in their home, they stay in their school in that spot, and you now are basically for the next 30 weeks on a road trip. That sucks. So, again, I understand we're talking about more money than most everyone's going to be making or dream of making. But this is the case. This is the business everyone chose. And it also sucks for them to see their teammates going through the hard work and knowing, like, I'm trying to take care of my business and my family, but what about my football family? I'm kind of feel like I'm leaving them behind. Let me go in. I'm not going to pay $50,000 a day anymore. This thing's going to get worked out. And even Hendrickson said there's an understanding, at least, between both sides that they know the current 1 year left on his deal is not something he's going to play on.
I think not only I've mentioned it multiple times this offseason, but also I believe ownership has as well, that there are plans on not having to play under the current deal. So I think that's something we have a common goal to get to. I think that's the plan moving forward, is like, you know, no distractions. I'm excited to be here. I think it's great seeing the brotherhood that's been created here, and you know, it's special.
Again, this is going to get worked out. It's got to. And I understand we've had our fun, and Jay's got the drop that we know when the Bengals finally sign him. This is the audio, white smoke. The Velcro wallet will open. As it did for T. Higgins, as it did for Burrow before Chase got his, too. Landon in Williamsburg, Virginia, wants to play the win-loss game for the Cincinnati Bengals. Ooh. I think that's what we call a perfect setup. Right, Landon? You there?
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
You live in Virginia, but you're from the Queen City? Or what's the Bengals connection? What is it?
So, okay, funny story. Okay. My entire family was a Dallas Cowboys fan.
That is a funny story. Okay, sorry. See?
Yeah.
It's not fun, is it?
Yeah, I know. Hilarious, right?
Right.
Hey, TJ.
Yeah. Nice.
But I actually, for some reason, I just got attached to the Bengals. I don't know what it was. I think it was just Chad Johnson at the time.
I like it. That'll get you. That'll get you, certainly. If you're a kid, Chad is another, he's like a child, right? He plays with that enthusiasm.
He's kind of encapsulated.
Okay, Johnny in Cincinnati is the only guy to have played this win-loss game for the Bengals. Now it's you, Landon, in Williamsburg, Virginia. Give me the music. What happens when they open at the Browns?
All right, the curse is over.
Okay.
We're winning that one.
That's 1-0 home for the Jaguars.
Win.
Chris, look up the last time the Bengals started 2-0.
Ooh,
at the Vikings.
That one's going to be a loss. I'm afraid of that Brian Flores defense.
Okay, at the Broncos on a Monday night.
Win.
That's 3-1, home for the Lions.
Ooh, that's going to be a loss.
3-2 at the Packers.
Win.
4-2, welcome to the equation. Aaron Rodgers, home for the Steelers, Thursday Night Football.
Easy W.
Easy win. W. I'm going to write down the word easy next to that. It still only counts as one. 5-2 home for the Jets.
Win.
6-2 home for the Bears.
Win.
7-2 into the bye, out of the bye. Now they visit Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers.
Win.
Sweeping the Steelers. 8-2 home for the Patriots.
Win.
9-2 Thanksgiving night at Baltimore.
Win.
Ooh, that was an emphatic win. And now a 7-game win streak, 10-2 at the Bills.
Win. We own Josh Allen.
11-2 off the ownership of Josh Allen. Home for the Ravens.
They're going to get us in our place.
Okay, 11-3 at the Dolphins.
They always drop a game that they shouldn't. That's going to be a loss.
11-4, two losses in a row, home for the Cardinals on a Saturday.
Win.
12-4, home for the Browns.
Win.
13-4, says Landon, in Virginia.
Bengals haven't started 2-0 since 2018.
I'm telling you.
Started 4-1 that year before finishing 6-10.
Dude, that's just start fast. Start fast. They haven't done that with Burrow. Even the year they made the Super Bowl, in his first year, he blows his knee out, right? Mm-hmm. So they haven't done it. They haven't started fast with Burrow. Let's see if they can do it. Get Hendrickson signed, and let's go to work. 13-4 is a tall order, I must say.
Yeah.
Agreed.
That would be one seed worthy, right? Unless the Chiefs win 15 again.
13-4. Somebody in the AFC could go 13-4, 14-3, maybe right. Tiebreak situation.
Correct.
13-4 will be top two seeds.
I'll ask this of Mike Hoskins off the air. Would you agree that Joe Burrow owns the Bills, Mike Hoskins? No. It's an emphatic no from Bills Mafia in our control room right now. An emphatic no.
Emphatic no.
Listen, things can be awkward with new teammates. Certainly when you've been caught on NFL Films camera cursing vehemently over the play of one person who was your teammate at the time and you are now teammates with again. I'm talking about Devontae Adams in regards to Jimmy Garoppolo was caught on the receiver Netflix series Receiver in 2024 NFL Films microphone after he comes off the field frustrated with Jimmy G during the 2023 season. Let me get this right because I have this written down. I have this verbatim. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different uses of the F word as I believe. What's just the four letter F word? Would you call that a noun?
Funny, F has a lot of different,
end, that's a verb. That's an active verb. Because right. He said he was getting effed up. Every game I get effed up.
Yep.
I ain't never been hit so many effing times in my career. That's kind of an adjective,
yep,
right?
Yep, yep.
He might have gone for the triple Lindy, the noun, active verb, and adjective version of the F word. There's a BS in there as well.
Yep.
Now we're throwing the ball in Rams training camp because Matthew Stafford's out for the time being. That'll be Jimmy Garoppolo in our future home, ESPN 710 here in Los Angeles, California. I guess he was asked about this strange bedfellow moment. This is what Devontae had to say.
I love Jimmy, and it was never a personal thing, and I was hoping we didn't have to have these kind of – I'm surprised this is the first time it's been brought up, but it's been amazing. We got to, you know, catch up and get on the right page, and obviously that was just a dark moment in all of our lives. I think all of us were pretty miserable over there, and we kind of caught up and laughed about it, and we've been making plays since we've been out here, so it's been fun.
Okay.
Oops.
Yeah. Oh, man, you guys heard that? Yeah. Oh, I mean, no, I love the guy.
I was kidding.
I thought he was going to say, I was hoping just I'd kidding, never man. Have to go through that again. And yet here we are.
Yeah, I think the cameras were rolling.
Again, I'm willing to just say he's not wrong. It was all dark, right? I mean,
it was
pretty horrible. It's horrible for everybody involved.
Yeah, totally.
Right? And this is, don't forget, Devontae went to go play with his former college teammate who gets sent home the day of Christmas weekend. I called Derek Carr's last game as a Raider on the Christmas Eve edition of Thursday night or whatever, the Christmas special in Pittsburgh. I called that game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was bad. I mean, that was when Josh McDaniels put on his, you know, head warmer with the Raiders logo upside down. Yeah. Warren Sapp was texting me right, during the game right. Saying, what's he doing?
Right.
That's the Raiders logo, man. Get your act together. Derek Carr gets sent home, and Devontae's like, I didn't sign up for this. And it will lead to somebody saying, this is effing pathetic, bro. Just throw the effing ball, man. F. Tired of this effing BS. There's another F. Effing effing and effed.
You got me very nervous with the dump button.
Don't
right
worry
now.
About it, man. I'm a professional. But when, you know, that's when you go active verb, adjective, and noun. I mean, that's a heck of a Schoolhouse Rock right there.
Sounding like Eddie Murphy and what the lyrics.
These guys can play together now, and they got McVay, and they got the system, and he's living in Los Angeles. He's in a better place. This is fine. What's not fine? I know what's not fine is if Stafford's not healthy. Now that's what we call that. That'll get somebody cursing in three different ways too.
Yeah, there'll be an M in front of that F. I know I went too far.
You'll be cursing out chiropractors. You just meet in the supermarket,
right?
So
in there.
I'm not concerned about that either. I'm not concerned about that either. How about that? I'll take that at face value. What do we got? What are we doing here?
Take that for data.
Dark place. Hey, I trust Devontae when he's looked. Hey, dark place. We talked it out.
No,
we're in
I'm
a good
talking
spot.
About Stafford.
I
take Devontae at complete face value.
Yeah, we saw the hard knocks. It was awful.
Yeah.
And by the way, maybe Jimmy G's like, you're right. I was cursing
terrible.
Me out
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right, exactly. You're not worried about Stafford at all, huh? Well, at what point do you start to become concerned that this might linger into September?
Let's go August 20th.
Okay. He's not going to play in the preseason, but would you like to see him out there?
No. Why do I need to see him out there? He's Matthew Stafford. You can do this rolling out of bed, hopefully with his back not creaking. I understand backs are you don't deal with that.
I wish McVay played some of these guys in the preseason.
It's kind of working out for him. They have started slow though. The same way the Bengals have started slow. The Rams are always been like what 1-3, 1-4, 2-5.
And they got to climb out of this hole and go on a run to make the playoffs.
And guess what they do?
They do. But you know, it'd be nice if they were 11-6, 12-5 instead of scratching.
Del Tufo might hold on to more of his tickets.
Maybe, probably not.
And he's giving them away already. He's already months in advance.
That's what he says.
To who?
I don't know. I don't know who gets cost more by his work at Fox, us or the Rams. It's probably the Rams because when he's not here, I don't have somebody coming in here rooting against me.
Right.
When Del Tufo doesn't show up working the Rams, he gives it to. I gave it to the Lions fan. I gave it to this fan, and he's the reason why the Rams are incessantly asking whose house it is.
Rams house.
844-204-RICH. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, look who's joining us here, getting set to record the final episode of season one of Women's Sports Now on Roku.
Nice.
Susie Schuster, good to see you, Suze.
Hey there. Hey,
nice.
Hey, thank you for that applause.
And I'm so glad that we're bringing
it.
Let's talk about what we were just talking about. Welcome to my world.
Felt real.
Welcome to my world. Go ahead, Suze. Look directly in the camera and ask America.
I came out here.
Ask America if they would notice it. Go ahead.
I came out here to see the guys.
Yep.
I walked out here. Something's really different about me today. It's great radio.
It's not radio
yet. We're on TV.
We're on the Roku only.
Yeah.
So Roku guys, listen. I said to the guys, did you notice anything? Something is drastically different.
Yes.
No.
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 What is it?
No,
what,
no.
What is different?
I cut 3 inches off my hair today. I have a major haircut.
That's not a major haircut.
It's a major haircut.
When you have 3 feet of hair, 3 inches is not major.
Don't be jealous. Just because I have great hair.
I wouldn't want 3 feet of hair.
Just because I have great hair, don't hold it against me that you don't have any.
No one's saying that that's not true.
I've been married to him for so long.
How long? Just to think about it.
22 years.
Thank you.
And how long did you make him chase?
Three
years.
So 25.
But you guys, don't you think for any of you watching, you're either like, oh, my wife is the exact same way, or my husband's clueless and doesn't pay attention. But I cut a lot of hair off today and nobody noticed.
See, but I don't expect you to notice, Chris, or anybody else here in the studio.
How much time left on the Roku?
No. Why? You don't want to talk about it?
Well, anybody see what happened at the Dream Game last night?
Yeah. Didn't want to ask you about that.
Are you guys going to talk about that?
They have to.
It did land at the feet of a co-host.
Yes, it did. And I texted her and I said,
so,
pick it up and bring it in. Just put on some gloves first.
Does she have the object?
No, she's flying right now.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Does TSA?
You can fly with those, I'm sure.
I mean, I think you can fly with it.
Well, again, this was...
You guys, it was so funny. Well, it was so great.
Hilarious.
And we have a monumental text chain from last night.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Well, again, for those who may be wondering, it's something in the family of what Bills Mafia once upon a time threw on the field that landed in
multiple times. That's
right.
The Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, huh?
Yeah, they were always during Pats games.
Okay. Susie was showing me the video last night. She goes, watch, something's going to skid across the floor. I'm like, okay, I think I saw that. What is it?
Well, it was a noticeable color.
Yeah. I know.
Well, it was neon.
Yeah.
It was not meant to be subtle.
No, and it landed at the feet of Renee Montgomery, one of the hosts of Women's Sports Now.
It skidded across the entire court.
Well, it was properly
landed
lubricated.
Right at the feet of Renee Montgomery.
What of Women's Sports Now? It's not the sports part. It kind of is the women's part.
Hmm.
And maybe the, it depends. Is it the now part? I don't know. Which part?
Oh, I think they were living in the moment.
How far do we want to take this?
I'm muting my mic because I was about to say.
See what I'm saying? When you said, am I going to talk about it? I said I would talk about it without really talking about it. You're the one who brought it up. So is this part of the rundown?
But you always accuse me of going in through the front door.
Yes, you will.
Well, I mean, see,
verbally.
Feller, mute me, please. Please, turn my mic off.
Whatever your personal preference is.
By the way, I mean this genuinely now. Your hair looks great. Is it part of the rundown?
I've been holding back so much.
Well, gotta watch Women's Sports Now, everybody. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Boy, what you just missed. Susie Schuster is here, getting set to record the final episode of season one of Women's Sports Now. Catch it on Roku. Colleen is out.
Look at those cute girls.
She's working for NFL Network right now, right?
She did Nisco Swing first.
Okay, so she's zooming into the program at any point in time? Where do
we have a little something from
good.
Colleen. We don't never leave a member behind.
Sarah Tiana will be there, and no doubt she will make a meal out of what landed at the feet of Renee Montgomery at the Atlanta Dream Game.
see?
When that's on Women's Sports Now. I mean, that's for sure.
Make a meal out of it.
I'm talking, right? This thing is working.
It's working. Okay, yeah, the mic's working.
You've got a Hall of Famer coming in as well,
correct? We do. We have Cheryl Miller in, which is so great.
Nice. Is she coming in?
The perfect person to cap this first run with, because she could arguably be one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
Mm-hmm. I think you can make that case.
I don't think so.
There's an argument.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great. And, you know, I watched last night, I don't know if any of you have seen it, but there's a one-hour doc that HBO did.
Mm-hmm.
Looked at the end. Of course, Bill Simmons had his fingers on it. It was so well done, about the women of Troy and about the team that mm-hmm. she was on and where she came from. And I think so many people forget that Cheryl Miller's career was cut short by an ACL.
Mm-hmm.
By an ACL that 5 years later you could have just repaired and gone on. And
right.
Look at how many women in the WNBA and women's sports across have been tearing their ACLs. We've been doing a lot of talk about this.
That's been an unfortunately recurring theme of Women's Sports
it
Now.
Well, women's bodies do work differently. I know we had that conversation last night that you got a little squeamish about, but I mean, women's bodies do work differently. Here's breaking news.
No, we're not going to go in that direction.
What we're saying is that Cheryl Miller had won back-to-back championships with the women of Troy and an Olympic gold, and then was just playing pickup with a bunch of guys, a bunch of football players, and she was done for the day. She said, I'm done. The guys were like, one more game. So she just, you know, crushed them all, and then one player tripped and landed and twisted her knee, and she heard a pop. Wow.
And that's the end of that.
And that was it.
Someone's prepped for the interview.
I'm prepped. I'm very prepped.
I'll be Susie Schuster, everybody.
Let's go.
Mm. Okay. Very good.
Also got a haircut that you didn't
notice. Did you notice, Felly?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Thank you, Felly.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No. He did not.
Felly, just say
you look great no matter what.
This
is as shameless as it gets.
Man, bro.
Oh, Kurt Warner came on the show, had his gold jacket behind him. You know, he's coming into Los Angeles to work with me on Saturday. He's going to wear the jacket. And I'm like, what am I supposed to wear?
You.
I know that. But then I asked him, I said, how would it work if you wore that gold jacket out to dinner with Brenda?
She's no chance.
That's what he said. Similar, like, what if I wore a Rich Eisen Show zip up out to dinner with you?
You know what I love about Brenda Warner more than anything?
Yeah.
Kurt Warner is not Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. He's dad, husband.
Yes.
Help and out. Who am I? Don't wear a.
And what am I?
Best dad ever.
TV shows, Rich Eisen, everybody. Okay. Hour number three in the books. Women's Sports Now coming up.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.